Good morning. Can I just ask that all the children come to the front? Is that possible? Could you all come to the front and just sit down here? It would be lovely to have you with us during this next part. Great. Thank you. Do you want to just sit down there? Brilliant. Great. Now, I think some of you have met Spike before, haven't you? Can you give him a wave? Yeah. And he's very recently made friends with Peter, and they're good mates now. Yeah, they're good mates. And you know what? I have noticed that on Spike's finger, there is a little bit of string, and I'm wondering what that's for. What's that for? Why have you got that there, Spike? Oh, he's put it on to help him remember all the things that he's got to do for Christmas. And he's telling me that he's got a very important cranberry and chestnut and tarragon stuffing to make. Wow. Now, I think Spike is a very good cook. I think he's better than you, isn't he, Peter? Is he better than you? I think he is. He is, isn't he? Now, he's also telling me that he's got to do some surfing. So is that surfing online, Spike, so that you can look up all of the ingredients and the recipe for this amazing stuffing you're going to make? No. Oh, it's just surfing. Just surfing. He's a bit of a surfer dude. It's a bit cold for that this time of year, isn't it, Spike? But each to their own, eh? Now, oh, you want to ask me something? What is that big orange thing to the side of us? The thing that's the same colour as your hair. Right, let's have a little look. I don't know, can you see anything over here? Can you see anything? Is there anything at the back? Where is it? I don't really know what you mean, Spike. I've got no idea what he means. Oh, that! Oh, Spike, that's a giant Christingle. It's a giant Christingle. Have you seen one before? Oh, I've got a little one here, and the children are going to make one of these a little bit later. Yeah, wow. Oh, you want to know the history of it? The history of it, okay. Well, in 1747, there was a bishop who was German, and he was called Johannes de Wattville. Okay, and he decided he wanted to give the children in his congregation something that would remind them about Jesus. So he gave them a little candle with a little red ribbon round. Now, over the years, that has sort of developed, hasn't it? And in the 1960s, the Children's Society sort of expanded on that, and it evolved, and it became the Christingle that we know today. Oh. Why do we have an orange? Why do we have an orange? Well, that's a very good question, Spike. Now, the orange is round. Can you see? It's round like the world. And we need to give God all the credit and the glory for making the world. Now, I've got here some really beautiful artwork that my daughter Zoe made when she was little. There's a lovely tapestry, and then there's a pretty picture here. Can you see? Of some poppies with lots of nice colours on. Wow. Now, if I was to give Sam, my son, the credit for making that, that wouldn't be fair, would it? Because Sam hasn't made these beautiful pictures, okay? Zoe made them, and she deserves all the credit for making them, doesn't she? And in the same way, God deserves all the credit for making the world. And if we think about the world, it's absolutely amazing, isn't it? We've got trees, we've got seas, we've got birds, we've got butterflies, we've got insects, we've got animals, haven't we? All different types of animals. Some that crawl, some that are fluffy, yeah, some that are furry, some that are little, some that are tall. Wow, we've even got some of these now. This is Doris. She's a duct-billed platypus. Yeah, can you see her? And this is Zara, the zebra. What do you think? Oh, I don't think Spike's very keen on the duct-billed platypus. No. What about the zebra? Oh, he likes the zebra, doesn't he? He likes the zebra. But the most important creation that God created was you and me. It's people, isn't it? Yeah, and he loves us, and he made us so he can have a relationship with us. Isn't that amazing? Okay, so the orange represents the world. What are the pokey things? The pokey things, oh yes, well, they're cocktail sticks, Spike. Look, so when we look at our world, we've got some cocktail sticks. Should we count them? Let's look at our giant Christingle. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4. And they remind us about the four seasons. Do any of you know what the four seasons are?
No!
Do you not know? Well, you're about to find out, aren't you? Who knows what the four seasons are? Does anyone know? Do you want to tell me? Summer, autumn, winter and spring. That's fantastic. Now, some people think that the cocktail sticks represent the four corners of the world. So if you get a compass, that'll be north, south, east and west. And the things that are on the cocktail sticks, now we have got here some beautiful licorice all sorts, haven't we? And they remind us of the fruits of the earth. That's all the amazing food that God gives us to eat. So we've got broccoli, we've got potatoes, we've got pineapples, we have got peas, and we have my personal favourite, which is lasagna. And I was thinking whether I could bring in a massive lasagna and stick it on the cocktail sticks. What do you think? Do you think it would be... No, it'd be a bit messy, wouldn't it? Be a bit messy. Do you have any favourite food? What's your favourite food? Lucy. Chocolate, oh yes, chocolate is amazing, isn't it?
Sweets!
Sweets! Chocolate orange, bit of a theme here, I think, isn't there? Bit of a theme. So God provides for us, doesn't he? He provides all this amazing food for us to eat. Now, I'm going to need two volunteers that are possibly a little bit older. Would you like to come up? Would you like to come up? Great. Okay, so we're going to go around here. Peter's going to help you. And we have got here some sweets to pop on. Now, here we go. I'll show you how it goes on, just like that. And then you push it through. And Peter will help you. And with the apples, we need to not drop them on, but just put them on very, very gently. Is that okay? Brilliant. We'll move this out of your way.
That's it. That's perfect.
Lovely. Push through. Yeah. Great. Well done. Try another one. Should we pop that one on? That's good. Very gently.
Do you want to put an apple on?
Great.
You can put that on.
Yeah.
That's good.
Should we pop this one on here? You found the hole. That's it. Wow, it's looking very yummy now, isn't it? Definitely.
Two more.
There we go. Go through. Oh, yum. And that one. Should you put that one on the front? Can that fit on there? Let's have a little look. If that can go through. Oh, wonderful. Lovely. Would you like to sit down? There we go. Brilliant. Great. So, we now have all of our cocktail sticks populated with all this lovely food, don't we? Which is great. What's the candle for? Oh, well, the candle, that reminds us of Jesus being the light of the world, that he shines out into the darkness. Okay, and at Christmas time, we remember, don't we, that Jesus came. And when you're opening your presents on Christmas Day, I bet you're going to get some amazing presents, aren't you? Are you excited? I bet you are. But I want you to remember that the best present of all that you can get is Jesus. And he was sent into the world for us. Now, I'd like you to close your eyes, okay? Now, it's very dark when you close your eyes, isn't it? Yeah, is it dark when you close your eyes? But do you know what? There's another type of darkness when people are bad to each other and mean to each other and a bit selfish and maybe they don't share, yeah? And maybe they fight each other. That's another type of darkness in the world, isn't it? And sometimes it makes the world not a very nice place to live, doesn't it, Spike? Oh, Spike's a little bit scared, look. Oh, yeah, it does. But you know what? Jesus shines out into those dark places and he makes them light. His holiness and his goodness shines out. Okay? And if we have a relationship with Jesus, our goodness through Jesus can shine out to other people. So when you're in a dark place, when things are a bit tricky and people around you are doing bad things that you don't like, you can shine out Jesus' love at those times, can't you? Yeah, which is really great. You think there's something missing? There's something missing. Is there something missing on the orange? Should we have a look? Can you see what's on this orange that isn't on that orange? What is it?
A ribbon!
Now, can I have two other children to come up? Okay, can you come up? Would you like to come up as well? And Peter's going to give you a hand. We have our ribbon here. Okay. Now, we have strategically placed lots of bits of sellotape all the way round. Okay, so we're hoping this is going to work. Okay. Do you want to? Can you do that? There we are. I'll hold it in the middle. That's right. Brilliant. Oh, that's great.
Can you join them up?
Oh, there we are. I think you two need to go sit down. Hold on. Brilliant. Now, the ribbon reminds us of Jesus' blood, doesn't it? And it reminds us how much Jesus loves us. Yeah? He died for us. If you look at the ribbon, it goes all the way around the world. And what colour is the ribbon?
Red!
Red is the same colour as Jesus' blood when he died for us. Now, that happened at Easter time, doesn't it? But we need to remember that, don't we, Spike? All year round. Because he did that for us because he loves us so much. And he came into the world to give us hope. And he died for all those naughty things that we do so that we can be friends with God. Wow. So the Christingle is really a way of helping us to remember all about Jesus, all the important things about Jesus. And in the same way that Spike has got his little bit of string wrapped around his finger to remind him about all the things he needs to do at Christmas time, the Christingle helps us to remember about Jesus and how much he loves us. Okay, can we have a clap for these amazing children? Yay! Well done. Oh.